Tonight's a special night. Like I mentioned, we've been learning. Many of the chevra here have learned from the beginning of Ana B'Koyach all the way through to the end. Some of you joined sort of along the journey. And this is part and parcel of our Inner Dimension of Shabbos series that began, as you can see, 36 years ago, with some of the rudimentary concepts of Shabbos. First, Hashkafa, if you haven't gotten a chance to hear those shiurim, whether you weren't there in person, again, they're all online, they're all available, and somebody actually, someone in Manchester is writing some of them up. So it's they need editing, but it's a very in sum version of the shiurim. So I was just reading through a couple of them, and it's kedai. I think it's kedai. We were the zoicha to a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Those early shiurim were something extra special. We talked a lot about the Neiros of Shabbos. We went through the whole Kabbalah Shabbos up until Ana B'Koyach, and we've been journeying together through this short little tefillah that took us 16 hours. Kollel tonight is 17 hours of shiurim just on Ana B'Koyach, which most people never study and most people never focus very much on. They hardly have a time to say the words properly, and then it's finished, and then they jump into L'Chadaydi. So what we're going to do tonight, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, is first and foremost, we're going to do, Shalom, we're going to do a review of the entire thing, okay? We're going to do a review of the entire thing, so if you can turn to the booklet, where you have all the different shiurim summarized. I'm going to run through this more quickly. I was misupik myself whether or not to really put this booklet out. I'm just not sure how much people are going to get out of it who weren't here for the actual shiurim, but I guess you guys will be a little bit the test because most of you weren't here for the first few shiurim at least. So let's run through it. But again, I'm not going in depth. I'm not going to do the whole thing now. We're going to read it together. We're going to scan it through. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, this is a break from what we ordinarily do. We're going to, Be'ezus Hashem, teach the chevra. We're going to learn together a nigun, the Breslover nigun for Ana B'Koyach. And the idea is that we should have the booklets in front of us, and it's not singing it, it's mamish saying it as a tefillah together. I think I mentioned this in the past, I'm not sure if I sang it for you, some of the chevra knew it, where the song has built in seven times each word. Did we sing it in the past?
Yeah, yeah.
We spoke about it for sure with Yitzi. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem is going to be coming later. Yes, that's right. So we're gonna sing that nigun together, and the main thing is that it gives us enough time for each word to be able to really be mechaven, and for many of us, maybe for myself as well, probably for myself, it's going to be the first time that I really say Ana B'Koyach properly and with Yishev Hadas in the right mindset. After that, we're going to finish up the last shtickel, which is really just a summary of a closing statement, as it were, on the whole Ana B'Koyach. Someone asked me last week about Baruch Shem, which really is the final end of the tefillah, and Enechanami. It's not really part of the tefillah. We say Baruch Shem afterwards because the Shem Membeis, as we spend the first few shiurim speaking about, is encoded into the tefillah. So after we say the name of Hashem, we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei. Obviously, there is a tremendous amount to learn about Baruch Shem. Rav Reuven Sasson in that sefer alone has 50 pages on Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei La'olam Vaed. A tremendous, tremendous, tremendous amount of depth and nuance, and it's some of the deepest sugyas in Yiddishkeit are revolving around Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, which are called in Pnimiyus HaTorah Yichudi Ilah and Yichudi Tata, and there's a tremendous amount on that. But we're not going to be covering that because I want to get into L'Chadaydi and bring the focus a little bit more back to Shabbos as Shabbos. Okay, so let's if we can open up the booklet of Ana B'Koyach, a deeper perspective. And essentially, because it's really all rooted in Rav Kook, Zatzal, so I wrote Rav Kook's commentary as interpreted by Rav Reuven Sasson, who obviously we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to Rav Reuven Sasson, who we've been learning from all these weeks. So, Ashreinu. Okay. So we began with the first stanza, Ana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know how much you want to shower us with limitless goodness beyond what we were able to handle. So Memela, we can't handle it. So B'Koyach Gedulas Yimincha, we spoke a lot about Yimin Hashem Remeima, Yimin Hashem, if you remember, Oysa Chayil, the highest level of Hashem's Chesed is that He builds Kalim for us to receive. So Hayoysi is going to be giving us Chesed, that's already high enough, but what if we don't have vessels? Hashem says, no problem, I got that too. He builds the Kalim, Oysa Chayil, that's Yimin. So B'Koyach Gedulas Yimincha, therefore, employ your greatest kindness, which is to grant us broad and mighty vessels capable of carrying this great blessing. And then we say, Gevalt, once we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Kalim and then to fill the Kalim, so forget that. Tater Tzrua. Moreover, don't simply strengthen the existing vessels, widen them to an infinite degree. Tatir, untie, shatter all boundaries. We immediately leap from within the gvura, from within the limitation, to a place of ecstasy right there in the very first stanza, which of course, if there are seven stanzas, each of which correspond to one of the lower seven midas, this is the stanza of chesed. And so of course, it's all going to be speaking about chesed. At the same time, understanding that the whole tefillah is a tefillah of gvura, which is what we spent the first two shiurim, if you remember the beginning, speaking about Tater Tzura. Then we had a remez of the Rosh HaTevis, Aleph Beis Gimel, Yud Taf Tzadi. We said that Aleph Beis Gimel is Gematria 6. 6 is the 6 directions of the Olam HaGashmi. And then Yitatz, which again is the Rosh HaTevis of Yemincha Tater Tzura, means to shatter. So there in the Rosh HaTevis over there is already hinted to shatter all the boundaries. The Chevra are probably wondering, what do we need 16 weeks for? I could have just covered it in half hour, and you know, Shalom Yisrael. But we got the extended edition. Okay, Kabel Rinas Amcho. We move on to the stanza of Gevura within the Tefillah of Gevura. We say, Hashem, please accept Kabel, the revelation of your nation's holiness that emerges in moments of song. We spoke a lot about Rina. If you remember, we spoke about the Zohar Kaddish that says Arla Ba Asar Boit Kines Hachamitz La Ar Haner. Right? La'ar Haner, says the Zohar Kaddish. Don't read it Haner. It has the same letters as Rina. Boit kinesach chametz. Chametz, not just chametz. It means the Yetzahara inside, that element of blemish, that place that's preventing the Ar of Hashem to come through. We said, Ar la'ba'asar, how do you check for chametz the whole year round? La'ar Haner, which is Rina. Brief glimpses of yearning compelled to the surface by the energy of Gevura. And that's exactly what the stanza is. It's the midah of Gevura. And Mamela, we learned that Gevura is not just limitation. Gevura doesn't push down. Gevura really could push up, could compel upward. Could compel upward. Okay? The energy of Gevura. Sagvenu, let us channel this feeling on a more consistent basis. Sagvenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should clean us, taharenu, allow our inner purity to manifest on the external layer of our being as well. So Sagvenu was the pnimius, and taharenu is the chitzainius. Noira, all in the merit of our embodiment of the trait of Yerushalayim. We spoke a lot about how Yira does not mean, per se, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the word that we rather use in this chabura? Awe, right? Or awareness. Awareness of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not fear. It's something much deeper. In the Svarim, it's called Yiras HaRoimamos, as opposed to Yiras HaOinesh for sure, but even Yiras Chet, which is sort of the middle level, but why not talk about the highest level? Yiras HaRoimamos, right? To be cognizant all the time that Shavisi Hashem the Nagdi Samid. And then we looked at the Rosh HaTevis of that, Kuf Reish Ayin Kara, Sin Tes Nun, which of course spells Kara Satan, that the Satan should be ripped apart. And we learned that even a momentary revelation of the Jew's holy essence, which is the Bechina of Rina, right, just for a minute, just a kumzitz, just one song where a person really is stirred and they become authentic and they open up and they're able to express who they really are and what they really want, that's enough. That already Kara Satan. That's already just a tiny little bit of giloy of that pnimius of who the Jew actually is that emerges in a moment of song is enough to destroy the forces of the Satan, which seeks to prevent us from catching a glimpse of our neshamas. We move on now to the stanza of Tiferes, and we say Na Gibar, who's connected, of course, Yaakov Avinu, which we're going to learn about, and we learned about at length, channeling the general energy of the 42-letter name, we beseech Hashem to channel his Midas Hadin, which is the previous stanza of Gevura, now on behalf of the Jewish nation, because, of course, we are B'nai Yaakov, we are B'nai Yisrael, more than we're B'nai Yitzchak, and more than we are B'nai Avraham, we're B'nai Yaakov, we're B'nai Yisrael. So now we refer to Am Yisrael as our mission. What are we doing in this world, and why do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to activate his Gevura on our behalf? And the Rav Nechunim ben Akana writing this incredible tefillah with, we must be aware of many more kavanas than whatever we've learned in our Lord. We scratched maybe the surface of the surface, you know, 16 hours. You think that we plumbed the depth of Rav Nechunim ben Akana's thoughts. I mean, it's a joke. We scratched a little bit. So, but this is also Bechlal, for sure, Bechlal his Kavana. Darshi Yechudcha, as Am Yisrael seek to foster a universal awareness of Hashem's unified presence, that's what Am Yisrael are all about, monotheism in the purest, purest form, and the truth of the Torah, this causes the other nations to feel threatened by the Yidden, because it's very persuasive. Emes is Emes. And they're not on the Madrigo, where they're willing to be humble enough to listen. That's the ultimate goal, right? So what do they want to do? They react. Can be that they can react in a way where we, Chas v'Shalom, are persecuted. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once you're activating your Gevura to protect Am Yisrael, how should you protect them? Kivavas Shamrim. What was a Kivavas? A bas is a pupil, right? Kivavas Ayin, which is the eyelid that covers over the pupil. Kivavas shamrim. Like we guard a pupil with the eyelid, cover them over. What's pshat that in this context we refer to an eye? What does that have to do with Darshi Yichudcha? So we learned, this is very, very deep, the Chavra, remember, right? We're just doing a very broad overview of all the shiurim. In their pursuit of spreading a message of unity, Am Yisrael are likened to an eye, the seed of the capacity for sight, which unifies. Remember, we learned that eyes have to do with unity, because they, like we have a Lashon Chazal, b'skira achas, a person takes in a big, huge thing, and he sees that all, begadol, it doesn't focus in on every detail. That has to do with hearing, which is the b'china of bina, right? But eyes is chachm, it's something else. It's the big picture. We learned about nister vis-a-vis nigle, the big picture, the why of Yiddishkeit. We spoke in Hasmo about that too, right? What's that? Yeah. So over there, that's kvav ha-shamrim. The realm, right? And that element of sight unifies many different elements, the realms of Keser and Chachma, those realms of absolute unity in the higher, higher, higher realms of the foundational blueprint of creation. Therefore, so guard them like the eyelid covers the eye as they engage in this dangerous mission. Dahainu, what's the dangerous mission? Darshe Yichudcha. So why do we refer to the eye in the context of Yichud? Because that's what the eye does. It's Na'achet, and we're meant to be the eye of the world. We're meant to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to glimpse out, for the world to be able to glimpse the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all connected to the Yichud that has to do with the eye. Then we looked at the Rosh HaTevis. This is a little bit more technical, Kabbalistic, but let's just look at it in a short, a small overview.
Hey, Anshel. Good to see you.
The mission of our holy nation is to draw down. What was drawing down, we learned? Nun Gimel Dalid, Nagad, like Agada, means to draw, to pull along. Nagad, using the capacity of Bina, which comes after Keser, Chachma, then we have Bina, the realm of unity captured in the spheres of Chachma and Keser. Because that's really what Am Yisrael are trying to do. It's the Bechina of Bina. We went very deeply in the earlier Shiurim in the series into the Indian of the Kisya HaKavod, that the Pnei Yaakov is Chakak on the Kisya HaKavod. Kisya HaKavod has to do with Tshuva, has to do with Bina, has to do with Lamal Manat Teva, has to do with Am Yisrael that are hewn out of the bottom of the Kisya HaKavod. That's what Am Yisrael are all about, drawing that reality into the realm of perceptible multiplicity. What was that reality? A reality of Yichud. If Bina is what draws it down, so then what is the reality that's being drawn down? Keser and Chachma. What were Keser and Chachma hinting to? So we learned that over here, that the Keser is hinted to by the letter Chaf, which is in the middle, and Yud and Shin, Yesh, is always a reference to Chachma, as opposed to Shai, which is a reference to Bina. We went into that then. Again, we're not getting into details now. We're just mamish overviewing. What's that?
Chachma is the first Yesh,
right? Chachma is Yesh. Yesh me'ayin. Bina. Bina is Yesh.
No, Chachma is first.
It's a, again, we're not getting into the details of it. In the Olamos, generally speaking, Bina is Yesh me'ayin. Chachma's ayin, va chachma me ayin timatze, and Keser is even beyond ayin, right? Chachma is me ayin timatze. Chachma still wrapped up into the realm of ayin. Klape Keser, chachma is a yesh, right? So maybe you can say that, right? But generally, if you want to know the general details, generally speaking, Bina is the bechin of yesh me ayin. Chachma we refer to as still included in the realm of ayin, but klape Keser. Chachma is for sure a yesh. I'll tell you even deeper than that. Again, I don't want to get caught into details now. Keser is a yesh klape the Ein Sof, which klape, right? Klape, what's higher than it? I think it's part of Keser, but klape, what's higher than it? The Zohar Kodesh says that even Keser Elyon Yukma Lagabe de Ein Sof. One of the ways that we know the colors of the spheres, which the Ramak has a whole shower in Paradis Yirmiyahu, going very deeply into the colors of all the spheres and what they mean. Not getting into this now. But the thing is that Keser, which we ordinarily assume to be white, blinding, clear, it's the source of all color, in a certain way, is also black. Because we have to understand that Lagabe, the Ein Sof, right? And this helps us understand the spheres are not divine, you know, all this, right? The spheres are tools. So one of the ways that we understand this is that Klape, what's higher than it, which is the Elas Elas, Keser, even Keser Elyon, is Ukmahi. Ukma means black, is dark. Lagabe, the Ein Sof. So everything is relative, yes. Chachma, relative to Keser, is a Bechina of Yesh. And that could be possibly part of the reason, and there are other explanations as well. Primarily that which we learned then, that Chachma is Yud Shin, Bina is Shin Yud, and together they are all Gematria, because 310 and 310 is 620, 620 Gematria, Keser. So Keser splits, so to speak, into Yesh and Shai Olamos, and that has to do with Olam Haba. Again, all this stuff we did then, now we're just going hopefully very quickly through it. Then we turn to the fifth, so the fourth stanza. Fourth stanza is the Inyan of Netzach. Netzach.
So
Nogibar
is Gvura or Tiferes?
Nogibar is Tiferes. That's right. It all has to do with Yaakov Avinu. Darshe Yechutcha. But what we make reference to the line before it, so what should Hashem use his Gvura for? Hashem should use the Gvura. Good to see you. Hashem should use the Gvura to go ahead and to draw it down. I'm not sure if we have enough print outs. If not, join along. You have any booklets left? Okay. Yeah. I guess split them among you, I guess. Okay, so we're on page 5 now. Let's try to move because we have a lot still to get to. This is just a review, but then we have a shir also. Okay, so now we're just reviewing it. Baruchim, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow the heavenly channel to fill with spiritual bounty and blessing. And we learned very deeply that there's tzedakah, there's tzedek, and there's tzaddik, right? And so over there, that's a reference to the R. That's a reference to tzedakah. Now, prepare the vessel by purifying it properly, removing the impediments to our receiving it in the proper way, and that's called tzedek. That's what's receiving the tzedakah. What's the channel that's bridging what's being given and what's being received? We learned it's called the tzedek. We learned very deeply about that. This will produce a harmonious state that's called rachamim. Rachamim is the bechina of balance. Rachamim is chesed and gevura that come together. So again, each line draws on the energy of the line before it. The line before it is Yaakov Avinu, is the balance between Chesed and Gevura. So the Bechina of Tiferes is always associated with Rachamim and Mishpat, which is the balance. So now we say Rachamim. Tzidkascha, and may this coming together, the elements of Tzadik and Tzedek, which allows the divine bounty of Tzedakah to flow down into our realm, Tamid, it should be all the time, be constant, a continuous experience of Yichud, what we learned very deeply, Yichud Kudsha Berichu, Ushchinte, the manifestation of the light of Bina, the revelation of our essential unity with Hashem, and then Gamle. In this sense, the transference of the blessing will be seen as having been earned, right? Like Ashir Hashem ki Gamal Alai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaid me. It's not just Chesed. Hashem wants us to earn it. How do we earn it? With all of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. What's the fundamental kavana in all of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim? Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ushchinte, which is the bringing together of tzedakah and tzedek through the bechina of tzaddik, each of which we represent in the amich kulam tzaddikim, to be able to stand as little letter vavs upright between heaven and earth to bridge that gap and to allow the channel to be open and for the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to flow down through us. Okay, gamlim. Then we move in. Let's get to the certain ones we didn't get into the Rosh HaTevis because we spent so much time already. Until the end, we hardly looked at the Rosh HaTevis. The Sefer, again, says much more than we learned here. I took just the essential paragraphs, pretty much. And so, certainly Ayin Sham, because you have to understand, like I said, in the Sefer, he then has 50 pages on Baruch Shem, which is a whole sugya in and of itself. Maybe it could be for a future Shir series.
The name of the
Sefer. A link, I can put it on. It's hard to get. It's even hard to get in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how you're going to get here, but I will definitely post about it. And that he has that. Then he goes into the connection between all the letters of Adam Koyach and the days of the Sefira. Because if you ever looked, right, when you're counting on the days of the Sefira, so each one has one of the letters of Adam Koyach, and he connects every single letter to one of the days of Sefira. Then he gets Bechlal into the letters of the Shem Membeit. I'm telling you, it's a 500-page Sefer. So like, it's a huge world. It's a huge work. I took a little bit for, like the highlight reel, in a way, of the whole thing. Okay. Chasin Kadosh. We get into the fifth one here. We're coming to the end of this segment. Chasin Kadosh. We said that this is a reference to the Bechina of Hoyd, if you remember, right? This is the element of the Midah of Hoyd. Chasin, resilient one. You who, as the source of all existence, are fundamentally immovable and essential. Kadosh, holy one, transcendent one, whose holiness and goodness, as an expression of ultimate resilience, will never change and will always prevail. You remember we learned about that goodness, even in the realm of Hoyd, which is the ultimate receiver / nukva. We learned very deeply about that, which is the midah of this stanza. So even in that place, beroiv tuvcha, in your great goodness, which is the capacity to connect with your spirit hidden within the lowliness. At Hoyd is mamish, we come down to this world, and over there there's challenges, and therefore we need resilience, because like, how are you going to stand when the waves of the world are trying to wash you away? But over there you're able to connect to the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's there as well, experienced in the physical realm, Right? And we learned the pasuk Rav Tuvcha, Beroiv Tuvcha is the pasuk Mar Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta L'Re'echa. It's the hidden elukus that is so deep and comes from such a high place of Chasin Kadosh that it reaches all the way down into every prat of physicality, so it can be found there. Asher Tzafanta L'Re'echa. It's the Roiv Tuvcha that is so immense that it's there as well. You can find it there. Nahel Adasecha. We say, Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're in everything, then everything could be used as a way to get closer to you. So, Nahel HaDasecha, guide us toward discovering your resilient, hidden presence, rooted in the greatest, most powerful revelation of godliness within our physical experience, and channel all of our abilities. Nahel HaDasecha, like a flock of sheep. Remember, we learned HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers all the sheep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to be shepherds of the whole world, to be able to gather everything together into a flock, into a great kibbutz of all different koichos that each of us have. We learned very much about music and about a chassidus is enabling people to find their place, to realize I don't have to contort myself into something that runs fundamentally contrary to who I am and what I like and what my talents are. You can find a way to change that. Chassidus brought music back. Chassidus, in certain circles now, is bringing back art and different creative expression. It's all a way of being marvik v'od shamayim, if a person has that kavana. So daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us do that. Channel all of our abilities toward you in a broad and healthy way. Now, this is going to sound much more familiar. These are the past 6 weeks or so. Yachid, we come to the inyan of tzaddik, we come to the inyan of the sphere of yesod. Yachid, singular one. You whose existence is a category which includes everything else that exists within its oneness and unity, right? And that's the beginning of Yachid, where from that standpoint, we had a whole shiur just on this word. There's nothing else. Everything is batul mevutul with legabe de ein sof. And that's the bechina of les asar panim inei. There is no place that's devoid of you. If you look in the Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah from the Rambam in the second parak, the Rambam says these words that are quoted by the Baal HaTanya, which is interesting. And the Tanya says all the Mekubalim were masking with the Rambam on this. That the Rambam over there says, Hu ha yodea, hu ha yadua, hu ha yadia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what is known. He is the knower. And he is the power to know, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it turns out, is in a way, well, not in a way, but very simply, everything there is. Everything there is, on whatever level. And then just today, as I was reading that in the Rambam, it occurred to me, and this is just an extra thing, we didn't cover it in the Shirim, but if you are spying on my status, you may have seen this posted earlier today, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says the whole reality is composed of three things, Olamos, Neshamas and Elikus. This is a very famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, an early teaching, a verified teaching from the Baal Shem. But the Baal Shem said everything in existence has three things: Olamos, worlds, Neshamas, souls, and Elikus, and godliness. And as I was reading this, he is the knower, he is what is known, and he is the knowing. It occurred to me that the knower is Elikus, the known is Olamos, right? That spatial reality, that's everything that exists within the Makom of Hashem, and very deep, the knowledge, the knower, so not the knower, I'm sorry, the capacity to know is Neshamas, that's you and me. We're conscious beings. Our consciousness is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's essentially Elokus, knowing Elokus through Elokus. And that's very, very deep because it puts who we are into very beautiful perspective. We are that chelik, so to speak, of Elokus that was created by Elokus to know Elokus. And that's the whole Torah of the Baal Shem Tov in three words. Olamos, Neshamas, Elokus. Yeah, there's much more to say about that. Actually, I gave a whole shiur on this topic, not as part of this Shabbos series, but I'll send Blina to the link where I spoke about Eden, Nahar, and Gan as all being part of this as well. Those three elements, Eden, Nahar, and Gan, very, very deeply connecting to the three meals of Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos day, and Shal Shudis. So there's plenty more Torah there, and I'll share, Lina did a link to that as well. So where are we up to? Yachid, right? Geya, and who therefore have the unique capacity, lacked by all other things, to claim fundamental primacy above every other element in existence, meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true Geyeh, only he could be proud, only he could be, so to speak, Misnasa, lifting himself above, because the emes is that that's exactly what he is. La'amcha p'nei. Remember we said that that's such a strange thing. After you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yachid Gei, and now, like, now you're speaking about Am Yisrael in the lowly Olam HaTachton, and what do we learn? We said, no, this is exactly it. Turn toward your nation in the lowliest experience of existence, a place which appears to be fundamentally opposed to your singularity, because they are who embody within them the essence of your singular existence. Am Yisrael are, in a way, beguf, we're in the physical world. But the point is that it is absolutely accurate to refer to Am Yisrael in the context of Yachid Geya, because we are a chelek alakamimal mitzad the neshama. So we are the ones who are channeling down the reality. We said neshamas, olamas, neshamas, elikos. We are the neshamas, right? We are the yediya, right? The way of knowing, so to speak, channeling down that light of Yachid down into this realm. And we say, well, how do we know that Am Yisrael are that? Because Zechri Kedusha Secha. Because no matter how physical they may appear on the outside, they are a revelation, which is what the concept of memory represents when applied to Hashem. Because we said by Hashem, there's no memory because He's beyond past and future, so and present, so there's no memory. So what does it mean, memory by Hashem? We said it means Gilui, revelation, right? From one realm into the next realm. That's what memory is for us. Just we are revealing something that was in the past and then we bring it to the present. By Hashem, there's no past and there's no present. So what does memory mean by Hashem? Gilui. Zoichrei Kiddushasecha. We are the ones who are revealing your holiness in the lower realms. And then finally, Shavaseinu Kabel. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept our shava, our deep and essential yearning and longing. We learned about the Nekuda Toiva that rises within us when we feel so trapped by the shackles of our physical realm, which is the Bechina of Gvura, the whole feel of Ana B'Koyach, feeling stuck. Ushma Tzakaseinu. And because even all verbal tefillah is valuable primarily as an expression of, one word missing, Zeich L'Chorban, of our emotions and feelings, should say of, which we learned that that's exactly what tefillah is. What's tefillah? We said it's not the words. Remember we learned, what is Hashem reading? Hashem is reading your lev. Hashem is reading your feelings. How do you express your feelings? You daven with words. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands all languages because it makes no difference what the language is. Hashem understands the heart. So Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzakaseinu, hear and understand the meaning of our wordless cry. A cry that expresses a pain so deep that only you can truly fathom what we are feeling, and is thus, as the most authentic expression of all, the most powerful form of tefillah, like we learned. And then, this was last week, and the week before, Yodea Talumais, you, Ribbono Shel Olam, who, as the essence of everything, are intimately aware of every feeling we experience, alone capable of understanding the meaning of our yearning and our wordless cries, right, talumais, despite the seeming lack of expression. Only you can look beyond even what our wordless cry represents to see our ultimate inner holiness, the essence of who we are. So some of us were wise and may have missed a couple of months, but it's fine. You came in a half hour, got the whole thing. Visit us for the end of L'Chadaydi in another half a year. So I'm just joking. It's such a pleasure to see everybody. And the amazing thing is, Chazi Hashem, that even though we learned so much, so much, really, okay, it might cut into the first stanza of L'Chadaydi, let's say, but Friday night, you could really have these kavanas. You can have these kavanas, even very quickly. If a person reviews this booklet a few times, maybe even bring it to you for a shul, and you can do it, you'd be like a little Rav Itchemeyer, you know, like he's turning pages, Kavanas Rav Shash, you learn Kavanas Rav Sason, you know, and you'll sit and you'll flip through a little bit, and Ana B'Koyach can be for you what it's meant to be for everyone, and what Be'ezus Hashem one day will be for everyone, not just some words you mumble. It's a crash course on the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. I mean, you can turn this into a course that you can teach in high school for 2 full years and you won't really call it. Just Ana B'Koyach. Ashreinu. So let's, Be'ezus Hashem, say the tefillah, sing the tefillah together. I'm seeing now that we may not actually have time to do the shir, which I guess, you know, so this was the review. But there are some very beautiful things in this. If we don't get to it tonight, okay, we'll see. We'll see what we'll do with it. Okay, but here's how the tune goes. Okay. Oh, no, no. Try to focus on the meaning of the words over here. Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah, no, no, no. We bekoyach, bekoyach. We bekoyach, bekoyach. We bekoyach, bekoyach, bekoyach. Gidulas, 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 gidulas. Yemincha, 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 yemincha. Tati 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 yigi tati 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 tsirura 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 tsirura. Ay 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 ay, kabel kabel, oy kabel kabel, oy kabel kabel kabel, oy rinas rinas, rinas rinas, oy rinas rinas rinas. Oy amcha 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 amcha, oy amcha amcha amcha. Sagveinu sagveinu, oy sagveinu sagveinu, sagveinu sagveinu sagveinu. Oy tareinu tareinu. Taleinu, taleinu, oy taleinu, taleinu, oy taleinu, oy naira, naira, oy naira, naira, oy naira, naira, oy naira, oy naira, naira. Please show me loud.
Rachmei, 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 Rachmei.
So remember, before we go into Shabbos Einu, remember we learned that this last stanza, even though it has its own thing, but it's really, it's a tefillah about the whole tefillah. Now, when we come down to the stanza Malchus, it's a receptacle for all the other stanzas, and over here we're mamash turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening that he should mamash hear our tefillah, not just in this stanza, but everything that we just learned and everything that we just davened.
Shabbos Einu.
One day there are going to be shuls where every Friday night they don't mind taking 15-20 minutes. No one's rushing anywhere. It's Shabbos. Where are you going? Ready to bed? Where you'll have your nap the next day. No rush. Unless the freakishly long Shabbosim in London, which it's a freak of nature that there's such a thing. Nowhere else, I don't think, in the world. Maybe very few other places. Normal places doesn't have such a thing. But anyway, aside from those, then you're pater.
No, so you have more time to see. No.
No, other Abba, yeah, but I'm saying you're not rushing home to eat a meal or whatever. But the short winter Shabbosim, there's no reason for anyone to kvetch ever about a long Kabbalah Shabbos. Where are you going? Where are you going already? Like, what's the point of coming to shul if the whole thing from beginning to end is you're waiting to leave? So don't come. Like, what's the point? What are we doing? So long, long winter Friday night. Imagine that if you came to a shul. Okay, maybe every week would be a bit much. Let's say once a month, Shabbos Mevarchim. 15-20 minutes where everyone can do this. Everyone knows the niggun. Not, you know, Baruch Hashem, 20 people, 25 people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yidden. Do you think there'd be talking in such a shul? I highly doubt it. First of all, anybody who wants to talk in shul would never step foot near that minion. That's number one. So it's the worst nightmare. Second of all, who could talk in such a minion? Did anybody now think of turning to their friend and talking? You're in rapture. You're in devotion. You're not. What's there's no nakuda of somebody else talking. We're doing something together. That's what Yiddishkeit is supposed to look like. That's what a bris, for example, for those of you who we are privileged to have you by the bris. That's what a bris it looks like. That's what Yiddishkeit should look like. And over here, I'm using an example of Kabbalah Shabbos, but really everything, be yishav hadas, as much as we're able to, with presence of mind, with openness, with, you know. And if we did that, wouldn't have to worry about children going off the derech, wouldn't have to worry about adults going off the, we wouldn't have to worry, because then it'd be real. And then if it's real, everybody's in. People just don't like shallow things. They just don't like fake things. But if they see that mamish, it's real, everyone wants it. Because the world is so full of sheker. But the minute that we show people and we show ourselves something mamish real, it's the sweetest thing in the world. It's the sweetest thing in the world. Ah, Rabbi Yitzi, came just in time for L'chaim. If you wouldn't mind, actually, you're just standing with the Sarah Mashkin, if you don't mind. And while Rabbi Yitzi is pouring L'chaims, and feel free to pass whatever would like, and then I'm sure that there are chevra who are ready, willing, and able to take doubles of the chevra who are going to pass on it, so you don't have to worry. Let's, for the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to go into the sheets. I don't think that I actually know that we're not going to be able to cover all of it, so let us instead just turn to the very end, to the last page, not the really the very end, but it should say on top, Reish Samach Beis. Open the sheets. And you'll see it, Yeshua, if you'll see it, huh? Yeah, for sure. Okay. Hagu'ula. Dafka la'achar tkufas richuk. The gu'ula that comes mamish after a period of richuk. And in the previous paragraphs, just going to tell you very, very quickly, skim it very quickly. He goes back into the Inyan Shema Tzakasenu Yodea Talumas that we just sang, that we just davened, that we just felt and experienced more than anything. And we talk about our time when in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know the meaning of our tzaaka, he mamish has to be such a yedea talumas. Why? Because there's never been a halama like an ardar. He writes over here, there's never been a generation where people are so, so detached. But Gevalti says, deep down inside, there's never been more of a yearning. There's never been more of a thirst. The whole world is searching for something. Daika, because of the distance, people feel that they can't go on. That they cannot go on. And people are looking. They don't really know where to look. But people, mamash, are always looking. They're searching for life. They want to be alive. They want to be alive. So then he turns over and he says over here that the whole site of the whole tefillah of Anabek Koyach, like we learned in the very beginning, is the Kedusha that's in the realm of the Gashmias, that place where there are Nitzotzes HaKadoshim, where there are holy sparks that are trapped in the lower realms, and there's an Eish. Remember we learned there's a Gevura that's compelling everything back to its Shairish, pushing things up toward Yichud, and that's what Am Yisrael are here for. That's the whole purpose of Olam Hazeh. That's the whole purpose of Kalim. That's the whole purpose of the Olam HaTikun. Is to be able to take that and to create a new world by revealing the Elokus that's in everything. See, he says Mamish Anabekoyach is a geula tefillah. It's a geula tefillah. Take a look, you know, take a look in the beginning, in the middle of that paragraph of Yodea Talumais. Take a look at Vitzaaka, the end of the fifth line. Sixth line, yeah? This cry, this mamish, this deep cry is heard in the ears of the Yedea Talumas. Let's make l'chaim very quickly. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. K'shem shezachinu. We don't make mamish a whole, what's it called? A hadron alach. But in the same way that we were zechet to Shlemus in this Indian Be'ezus Hashem, we're embarking not next week. I'm going to be in Manchester Thursday night. But Be'ezus Hashem, the following week, I think. Yeah, it's going to be Erev Purim. It's fine. Yeah, it should be. Should be. Huh? Matzah Tanis Esther. Okay, we'll talk about it. But the next segment we're going to do is L'chadoidi. We should be zechet too. We should be zechet to Shlemus in that as well, Be'ezus Hashem. And Ashreinu. What a privilege. I'm just letting you ever know. Like, how many chaburas are there in Klal Yisrael since the time of Rebbe Nechunya ben Hakana, who got together to be ma'amik so deeply into every word of his tefillah, the schus of the tzaddik should stand by us, the schus of the tefillah should stand by us, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're moving toward the gula. So l'chaim, 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 l'chaim. Baruch ato Adonino, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, sha'akol nehiye b'dvarei.
Amen.
Amen. Who's hearing this cry of our generation? And this cry of the whole Anabekoyach, which is a desperate cry in so many different ways. Whoever knew that so many emotions could be covered, so many inyanim, so many deep, shaded, nuanced layers and levels of the Jewish soul. And this tefillah brings about such a yichud in the Olam HaSalyonim. B'shroshim al yoinim shabal yoinim, and the highest of the high ma'oreres, has ha'hava ha'musseres v'imke anhaga ha'pnimis, and it awakens the hidden most love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem's love for us and our love for Him. Ki kechol shahanitzot amak yoyser, the more that the spark is deeply entrenched in Gashmis more than anything, and the tefillah is more inward, is more hidden. So when we lift that spark out of everything that we're stuck in, out of 2024, and everything that we're exposed to, and v'chule, 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 and from there we reveal Shavaseinu, Kabel, Ushma, Tzakaseinu, brings about the highest yichud, the highest, highest yichud. And it awakens the whole heaven. It awakens the whole Shammai, the whole heaven. And it goes higher and higher. He says, this is the secret that's being revealed at the time of the redemption. We are now living in the Shas Geula. This is not regular galus and galus and galus and galus. No, we're in galus and we're just waiting around. No, there is a process of geula, and this is a part of it. We are a part of it. This learning is a part of it. Our avoida is a part of it. The light of the geula is shining in this world. Things are happening that if a person is keeping track a little bit, pile plotim, things that are emerging, things that are, we're hurtling toward the geula. We're absolutely hurtling toward the geula. And mamish, each and every one of us is a part of it. We have a nitzitz of Mashiach inside of us. Each one of us is revealing that. Shuhu dareidu mamish. And he says, via koira hanoyamata oizen ledvarme elu shanamadabim keis. He says, I want you to listen now very carefully. And he never talked like this all the rest of the writings that we learned. He says, listen very carefully. Kisoid ram benisa behem. Because I'm whispering, he says a secret to you now. This deep understanding is the sweetening of everything that's happening in our generation. Something else our youth are yearning for is a Torah for now. They want to understand where we are at this moment in history, not 250 years ago in history. They want to know, because this is the world they live in. We have to be able to gift our children and our students and ourselves clarity about this moment, where we are, what our avodah is, how to make sense of everything going on. And so he's addressing that now. V'hu mafteach atzum l'gulaseinu. It's a key to our redemption. Sheinu Rabbeinu Arizal, the Tehillah Arizal, Hoy Rav Limeri taught us, Shirak Bedara Achron Yuchlu Yisrael Lamata La'oyer Esa Yichudim Al Yoynim Yoyser. All this doctrine of Yeridus HaDoros is only a Niglas HaTorah. In Pnimius HaTorah, there's Aliyas HaDoros. The generations get higher and higher and sweeter and deeper. And this is the big mistake people make about our generation when they speak in such a way. Yeridus HaDoros is mamash lahepach, it's punkt vakerk. From the standpoint of the neshamas, there have never been neshamas like ours. There have never been such a yearning, such a dveikus, such a bechina b'makim shabali tshuva oindim sadikim gemurim einam echadam lamed. Which is, of course, this side, which is the side of David Malka Meshicha. Chasen, right, exactly. Chasen Kaddish, that it goes down to the deepest place, bidiyuk. That it's dafka, our generation, that can bring about the deepest, deepest tikkunim. Lo oyres ha'ahava ha'masuseres b'yoyser, to reveal the nitzotz of love, that spark that's hidden beyond all hiddenness. She is Iris Pnimis Atika, which is mamash the awakening of the most interior level of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's revelation. She ain his zuba el badar ha'achrin. That's our job now, our dar. You and me right here around these tables. This is it. Vihine Hekitz Haketz. He says, the end has awoken. Ba ha-ge'ula. The time of the ge'ula has arrived. V'neshames Yisrael and the Jewish souls, ma'oyreris yichud elyon va'atzma, oyid ma'oyid. We are the ones, you and me are the ones who are bringing about this incredibly elevated and powerful yichud. And it's so hidden. This is the Torah of the inner cry. There was never a generation that kemat, the overwhelming majority of Am Yisrael, most of them don't know they're Jewish. We think Klal Yisrael, we think of thriving from communities in a few areas in the world. Most of Am Yisrael is gone, and that's within Yehuda. The 10 Shvatim that may, according to some estimates, comprise most of the Umas Ha'olam, which is fascinating. These are Soides, these are mysteries. There are people actively who I know who work day and night to try to track these people down. People are making connections between different lost tribes, the Igbos in Africa and the Bani Israel in India and the Bani this one and that one. All these people are like, we're talking not 10, 15, Noahide weirdos in some, basement of some church somewhere. No, I'm talking about millions of people, millions of people who have had traditions, and now, because of communication, we're able to communicate with them, and we're able now to reach out to them, and they've been reaching out to us. I'm telling you, things are happening before our eyes. You could miss it if you blink and you fetch about some whatever. You can mamash miss it. You can mamash miss it. Something is happening. So he says, there was never a time when there were souls that were so distant. Hakfulis besach oymek kfira venitok, who were trapped within such a depth of kfira, of heresy, nitok, disconnection, atheism, where they've forgotten every tiny little bit of a drop of a shimo, a residue of Yiddishkeit, of pachas. Sometimes they're doing it on purpose, lahaches, over miskaven, like to rebel. But Ube'emes, the truth is, he says, even this horrible atheism and just the disconnect, he says, and this is why he's whispering it, this is all part of the plan. This is all part of the plan. This was the site of Rav Kook's understanding of Zionism. This was Rav Kook's understanding, which was essentially applied Hasidus, which none of the other Hasidus Rebbes, I say other because Rav Kook was Mamash Rebbe, but he wasn't, but nobody else had the courage to actually apply what they learned. Because Rav Kook wasn't mechadish anything. Rav Kook just really believed what the Baal Shem Tov said, and he didn't keep it in a sefer. He said, I don't understand. We're all learning about Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah. We're all learning about the Pnimius of a Yid. We're all learning about the Nekudat Tov, and all of a sudden it goes out the window, and like, you know, it's like, what? This is it. This is it. They could have chosen Ethiopia. They didn't want it, right? There's some redeeming value of Yidin who want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, is there a lot to be misakin? Oh my gosh, do you and I know that, right? And this complicates what's going on now, because in a certain way, I have to support Israel. On the other hand, to any from Jew, we should understand that you don't have to be a Satmar, you know, Natur Kartanik, to admit, if not publicly, then at least among ourselves, that it's not as if everything's hunky-dory in Israel, even were there to be no security threat. That things are not going the way that we'd expect them to go, that we hope that they'd go. And by the way, if I can whisper even more quietly, not on the Chiloni side, and not either on the Haredi side. Yesh ba'ayot, harbe ma'od. There are tikkunim that need to be made. You and I are going to be a part of making those tikkunim. We need healthy Yiddishkeit, balanced people, open, loving, broad-minded people. We're going to fix this, Be'ezus Hashem. Or Mamash going to fix it. It's very easy. Just need to do it. We're going to do it, Be'ezus Hashem. There are tikkunim to be made. But ultimately, still in the shayrish hadvarim, Rav Kook looked at it and he understood. What did he understand? It's a process. It's a long, long process. Deep, deep inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this show. Why dafka does Eretz Yisrael have to come back under the guise of chevra that seem to be anti-religious and not just seem to be b'chas v'shalom in the history, you know, without being ma'ir or anything? Not so simple. And even now, not so simple. So, what's going on there? He says, Me'is Hashem, Me'is Hashem. Ve'ein shum nishmas Yisrael b'chol makam shetia afilu b'makam hanidach b'yoser. There is no spark of the Jewish soul in any place that it is, even in the most distant place, she'enena misareres la'Hashem mamish, that isn't b'pnimius waking up. You see what happened since October 7th. The whole state is on fire. Tefillin and tzitzis and running and davening and people who were never in a million years. It became the simplest, the knee-jerk reaction. I mentioned it earlier, Shir. I think in the context of learning this, how like it wasn't as if they decided, okay, we really need meaning in our life. I'm going to start taking this football team much more seriously. You know, I'm following them on tour, baby. Like what am I? No, everybody runs right to tefillin. It's the knee-jerk reaction of the Yid. There are any number of things that could theoretically give a person meaning who feels that they don't have enough because life is too short. They didn't run to any of those things. You didn't see an uptick, you know, in anybody now registering for this political cause or that. Like, that's not what people did. People run straight to Tehillim. People run straight to Tefillin, to Tzitzis. What does that tell you? In 1 minute, everyone transformed? No. In 1 minute, there was a Giloy of what was always there, b'pnimius. What is always there, b'pnimius. V'nim says, sha'af she'yardu le'imke ha'klipa mamish. Says there are people who are sunk into the klipa, and that includes all of us in certain ways. V'nikbru tachas netel omek kol kach, and we're mamish buried under such a tremendous heap. B'shakua b'nukva de daim rabba, sunk down into what's called in the Zohar Kaddish the nukva de daim rabba, like the deepest, darkest place. Hine be'emes sham, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this me'es Hashem ha'isizayis, because Hashem needs tikkunim dafka from that place. So it's not a b'di'evet, it's a l'chatchila where we find ourselves. We have to know what our avoida is in this place. That's Rabbi Nachman's whole teaching, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's whole teaching, everybody's whole teaching was this. Anybody who understood the sight of our generation, mi beten sha'ol shivati, like Yonah screams from the belly of the whale, mi beten sha'ol, from the depth of hell, shivati, that same word, shava, what did I do? I yearned for you, mi beten sha'ol. Who is going to reveal yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beten of sha'ol, if not me and you? If not people who are sent, le beten sha'ol. Mi beten sha'ol shivati, mi mitzulas yam oile sha'avasam etzakasam. Tzakas ha'lev ha'neshama sh'loi tidoim la'olam. The cry of a heart and a soul that never, ever, ever slept for a minute. Let's go to the end, just the last paragraph, two paragraphs. Nimsa. Shehapesha v'hamarida yishaphu kula l'tayva. Everything's going to turn around. Everything is in the process of turning around. We do not remember the secret of patience. We're mamish part of this, the klipa in a way of the generation and why it's so difficult. We want everything right now, right now, right now, right now. We have no understanding of history. Things took thousands of years to unfold, and in 70 years we expect everything should be mitukan. Nothing happened yet. Understand? Like Am Yisrael, right? The state of Israel is maybe turning just now. People are calling it the coming of age because it has to mature. Everything across the board has to mature there. And that's what's going on. There are birurim that are taking place. But like 70 years is klum. It's nothing. When held up to real processes, the building of nations, the settling, like nothing happened yet. And there's a lot of fixing that needs to be done. I don't think it's kfira to say that. I'm not going to suggest what I think it is to not say that. But it's definitely not kfira to say that. And that's okay. And we can still be on the side of light and truth. V'chule, right? Be nuanced thinkers. Now, everything is going to be mitukan. Sha'apesha v'hamarida yishapchu kulam l'toiva. Everything's going to turn around, is in the process of turning around. La'oyros shel ge'ula v'yeshua. To be lit up with these lights of redemption and salvation. And when everything returns and everything is transformed in this way, and all the iniquity in Am Yisrael is going to be wiped away, immediately the redemption is going to very, very quickly saturate the earth. And this is how we end this incredibly elevated tefillah, which contains that which is beyond any ability to express or to speak, beyond any language, beyond any words, beyond any... Yeah, English doesn't have it. I already used that one. English ran out of words like 10 words ago. May I call bita vigila beyond any revelation. Esoit sa'akas ha'lev, this crying of the heart. Sa'akas ha'pnimius mamish, which is mamish. That's it. Pnimius. Shavaseinu kabel l'shmat sa'kaseinu yadea talumas. And he finishes. It sounds like my doorbell.
Yes.
That was weird. Gesundheit. Umehera yavila nugayel. And a redeemer is coming, Be'ezras Hashem. Be'yosa shemiat tzakas levaveinu ba'emik ta'alu ma'isav. When that cry rises from all of our hearts, we're not big tzaddikim, but we're people that despite it all, l'v'chol zois, shimchaloi shechachim. La'oyer yichud elyon ma'oid, gvoya v'ne'elam. To lift all of these avaydas, to lift all these cryings, like Rabbi Nachman explains in the Kutumran Tarab Beis, how Moshe Rabbeinu v'chvoido v'atzmei put up the Mishkan. He put up the Mishkan that was contributed by all the members of Am Yisrael. How b'chol nediv liba yiviyah. And the tzaddik, which the b'chin of Moshe, takes all of this and he's bringing them up. He's putting it up. Putting up the Mishkan, which is the b'chin of the Shechina. The cry comes from such a hidden place beyond the coverings of the shell. And just like we somehow find a way to lift out that spark of yearning and kedusha and wanting to be better and bigger and broader from that place deep inside our neshamas, what is that ma'orer in the bechina of Isserusa de la Sata awakens an awakening from above Isserusa de la Mala? It awakens the same thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deepest pnimius of his love that's absolutely unconditional, that absolutely doesn't depend on whether a person's from or not from, that absolutely doesn't depend on whether a person's a religious Zionist or not a religious Zionist, that absolutely doesn't depend on anything. It's Am Yisrael, returning to Eretz Yisrael. And then after that, we can start to talk about whether they deserve it or not. But the point is that in order to get Eretz Yisrael back at the end of time, Daika has to come through people who are not deserving. Because that's the aura of the Geula, that it never had anything to do with deserving. You already deserve. That's the side of coming back to Eretz Yisrael, Daika in a strange way, when it's not through, you know, Chaim Kanievsky with Rav Eliashiv and Rav Osner linking arms and, you know, sitting in the Knesset. Because then it would still be, but we, you know, so, okay, we earned it, we got it back. No. You do not get Shabbos because you earned it. Shabbos is a matana. You do your best during the week to prepare for Shabbos, right? Hatariach b'erev Shabbos, yoichol b'Shabbos. But Shabbos remains a gift. You do not get Eretz Yisrael because you earned it. Eretz Yisrael is a matana toy v'yeshli b'beis genozai v'Eretz Yisrael shema. I know that it says that about Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos, the same thing. Eretz Yisrael is a gift. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this hanhaga where the way that we get Eretz Yisrael back at the end of time is daika through people who no one would dream are the ones that are deserving of on a religious level. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us something. It's nothing to do with deserving or not. It's yours because you are you. And you are not you because of anything you do. You're you because b'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. You're bound up with me, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, b'enkach u'b'enkach b'nayeh. That's the site of Eretz Yisrael. That's the site of Eretz Yisrael at the end of time. And the site of the Geula, when this would come to an end, the site of the Geula is bound up with the energy of David HaMelech. And if there's one thing David HaMelech isn't, is a person who thinks he deserves anything. The whole Sefer Tehillim is founded on what? David HaMelech's humility. Tzakas hadal takshiv seshia. Tfila la'ani ki yatev. Again and again and again. Evan ma'asu ha'boinim. David HaMelech nafshi ke'eretz ha'yefa l'chasela. Tzama nafshi l'likim l'kel chai. Shivchi kamayim libe. David HaMelech knows he has nothing. And that, my friends, is the light of Mashiach. Is ani roichev al chamar. If anyone thinks that they're going to earn Mashiach, they're already missing the boat. Because we don't earn anything. We may get things, not because we earn them. The only thing that we can work on knowing is what, Eli? That we do not know
anything.
That's the only thing that we work toward knowing. But all the while, that our knowing and Shmaya Begadim and all the Shas and Paiskim makes us think that we actually know something? Forget it. It's the opposite of the spirit that the Torah seeks to impart. That's the site of the Geula. That's the site of our Dar. That's the site of a humble, humble generation. Es tzemach David avdecha meiris atzmiach. That they're in the ground. That the only way that they could emerge is by sprouting like a plant. From the dirt, from the earth. Evan ma'asu abayinim. Hoysa the Rosh Pina. B'makim Shabbali Tshuva Oimdim. Tzadikim Gemurim Enim Mechalim Lamed. Let's finish off. L'ham Shechalina Meheras Oroysa V'atzumim. And we're going to bring that light upon us. V'binyan Beis Chayenu V'tifarteinu. With the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, may say, Seinu Mitzrayim Yishab Mavi Yidavig Al. And just like when we left Mitzrayim with the Goyal Rishon, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to leave this galus with the goyel, Zubachin of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechol Lashonis HaGeula, with all the different Lashonis, V'bias Mashichenu Zeh Moshe, which is the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, which all of us have an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us, goyel Rishon Ma'achroin, Mikoyach HaTorah. Mikoyach HaTorah. Ki Moshe Hu HaGoyel V'Hu HaTorah. And it's got to be a Torah of depth and of real, real, real heart-centric teaching. V'chol HaGeula Tliya B'Torah. And the Geula relies on Torah. Which level of Torah? Says the Zohar Kodesh, Bahai Sifra, Zeh Sefra Zohar. With this Sefer, said the Zohar Kodesh, with the Zohar, with Pnimius HaTorah, Pnimius Yisrael, Pnimius HaNhaga, Oimke Ahava, Ba'oiris Geula, Shanas, and this was tough Shanai and Gimel, oh my goodness. Tehe Shemeya Oimek Ga'agua Seinu, right? Which he taught that in tough Shanai and Gimel, that it should be a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our Ga'agua Shas Geula. So, like the Zohar Kadosh said, that Bahai Sifra Yifkun Be Mingalusa Barachame, with the Zohar Kadosh. And with the whole approach of Pnimius HaTorah, which like he says so beautifully, it's not just Pnimius HaTorah. It's the interiority of Yisrael. It's the interiority of Hanhaga. It's the interiority of the world. It's the Pnimius of everything. With this, Yifkin beiming galusa barachamim. You'll get out of Akbar with love and rachamim. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. But it's tali b'hai sifra. We have to learn these teachings. If we don't learn these teachings, it's to our peril. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the remedy. And if we continue to ignore it and continue to complain to Him, Zelo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiktim refuul amaka. It's up to us to open our heart to it. Chazdei Hashem, we're zeichah to have a growing chabura, Chazdei Hashem of Yidin, who have opened their hearts to it. We're connected to the R of the Geula. I don't think I'd be mistaken to suggest that each and every one of you, whether you're coming for a bunch of shiurim, whether you come once in a while, that you feel something different. That you feel something different. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands and go around the room now, but I know because it changed my life. And so, what a privilege that we have to be sharing these teachings together in this chus. It should taka be shas geula v'meher b'amenu. Amen v'amen. Ashreinu l'chaim l'chaim. Ashreinu. Ashreinu matoch. Okay.